This is University Radio Nottingham.
Teresa Chitilapalli is running for the position of Environment and Social Justice Officer. She says that she wants to pay back to the university that has taught her so much and promotes her positions within the Students' Union on the Democratic Procedures Committee and as an education representative as and why she should be able to take on the role. She says that she is a good negotiator and a problem solver and has worked for companies during the pandemic to use skills which would be applicable to her in the role. She's got five policies that she would do if she was elected as Environment and Social Justice Officer. So she would want to be the voice of all students to make sure they're heard and that their queries and suggestions are discussed during SU meetings. She wants to have bins at all areas of the university so people can recycle their objects if it is possible to do so. She wants to introduce sustainable menstrual products and spread awareness about them as well. She wants to make sure that all students are treated fairly and make sure there is no corruption or politics when it comes to the role, and would also make sure that all members of the Students' Union are well aware of bylaws they need to adhere to. So I think the standout policy from this is about sustainable menstrual products, as well as spreading the awareness of them. And I think that is a really good idea that could be rolled out across the SU. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about providing menstrual products across the university, and obviously ensuring that they're sustainable obviously brings in the environment aspect of to the role. And obviously, as these policies are taken on board by the SU, by the universities, and rolled out, it would make sure that the environmental aspect was maintained at the heart of that. And so obviously you're making, you know, two steps forwards at the same time. On top of that, she likes to stress that her business experience will be really useful to her in her role. She talks about her father being her biggest motivator for getting involved in the role. She says that he runs an oil and gas business in the UAE. She also highlights her communication skills with social media, scheduling posts and that kind of thing, using monitoring and analytics. And I think that'd be really important because obviously it's all about engagement and the pandemic has generated problems when it comes to engagement. So obviously whoever takes on the role will need to be very tech savvy and able to communicate directly with students in order to promote the causes of environmental and social justice.
This is University Radio.